I finally managed to finish the report I've been working on all morning. Regularly, I was disturbed by phone calls. Also, a package delivery man was at the door. He had a package for my neighbours. Out of the corner of my eye, I see the neighbour walking by. What a beautiful woman she is. Still a bit of a shame that she is lost to men. She and her equally stunning female partner have been living next door to us for almost a year. Quickly, I type the conclusion of the report and then close it. I get up and grab the package from the closet. I walk out, but Anna is already inside. I walk to her front door and ring the bell. Almost immediately, she opens the door and looks at me kindly. "I've accepted a package for you." I show her the package. "Very good, thank you." She sounds very cheerful, but doesn't take the package. "Come inside and I'll get you a nice cool drink. It's so hot today." Without waiting, she walks straight into the living room. For a moment I hesitate, but then I walk into the hallway. I close the door behind me and then walk into the living room as well. They have a nice modern room. Fortunately, it's nice and cool. With an inviting gesture, she points to the couch. I take a seat on the couch and still give the package to Anna. She takes it and then walks to the hallway. "Hey, Georgina, come downstairs. Our present has arrived," she calls upstairs. So her friend is already home too. Hadn't seen her pass by. Anna herself walks to the kitchen and pours a few glasses of soda. I hear rumbling on the stairs. Georgina comes in. "Where is it?" she asks. I startle a little, and so does Georgina. She is completely naked and obviously hadn't counted on me sitting on the couch. I have to swallow for a moment. Georgina is a stunningly beautiful dark woman. Beautiful breasts, incredibly long legs, and a neatly shaved pussy. She holds her arms in front of her breasts while looking at me. Then she lowers her arms again. "Oh well, you've seen me now anyway," she smiles and steps past me and sits down next to me on the couch. I look at her. She also has beautiful dark eyes. Then Anna comes in with the soda. "Oops," she says. "Should have given you a little warning that we have fishes." "Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I suppose he has seen a naked woman before." I start to blush a little and nod in the affirmative. "Hey, where's our present?" she asks. Anna grabs the package and tosses it to Georgina. The latter quickly opens it and begins to gloat. "Yes, exactly as I imagined it." She unwraps something and shows it to us. It's a pink vibrator. We can definitely do fun things with that. Anna raises her thumb in approval. Georgina flips open the bottom of the vibrator and inserts the supplied batteries. "Give it to Peter, then he can try it on you first." Georgina looks at me and then hands the vibrator to me. A bit awkwardly, I take it and start to look at the thing. It is solid, with a ring at the bottom with which you can turn it on. For a moment, I don't know what to do, but Georgina puts one leg up on the couch, making her pussy clearly visible. "Come on," she says to me. I turn on the vibrator, extend my arm, and hold the tip of the vibrator against Georgina's pussy. Georgina grabs my hand and then pushes so that the vibrator slides further inside her. She begins to moan a little and twists her ass slightly. She lets go of my hand and starts pinching her own nipples. Slowly, I move the vibrator up and down, which is clearly appreciated. My attention goes entirely to Georgina. I suddenly feel two hands on my shoulder. I look over and see Anna, also standing completely naked behind me. "Hey, you're not going to play without me, are you?" she asks. She grabs me and pulls me up off the couch. I have to let go of the vibrator, but it is immediately picked up by Georgina, who then quietly plays with it further. Anna takes off my t-shirt and starts kissing me. Our tongues find each other. I press her against me a little. Then I feel Georgina unbuckle the belt of my pants. A moment later, I am standing completely naked. Georgina grabs my cock while Anna begins to gently bite my nipples. Georgina does not hesitate, and my cock disappears deep into her mouth. Then Anna pushes me to the floor. She sits down on top of me. I look raptly at the soaking wet pussy that now appears right in front of me. I grab her ass with both hands and push her pussy toward my mouth. My tongue goes into her pussy as deep as it can go and starts swirling around there. Georgina sits down on top of me. She grabs my cock and then slides it inside her. At first she goes up and down slowly, but she goes faster and faster. She starts moaning. "Hey, wait a minute." Anna turns and looks at Georgina. "I want to have it for a while too." Georgina stops moving. "Okay, we'll switch places for a while," she says. A moment later, my cock is firmly enclosed by Anna's soaking wet pussy, and Georgina lets me enjoy her pussy. My tongue works Georgina's pussy. Anna doesn't hesitate and goes up and down faster and faster. I moan, and a little later I squirt Anna's pussy completely full. My tongue rotates faster and faster in Georgina's pussy. Both girlfriends come almost at the same time and hang against each other, exhausted and kissing. Then they both come and lie down next to me. "Did you think sometimes we don't like a nice cock?" Anna asks me. "I had no idea, but now I know better," I say. I pull both women towards me a little. I had better not do that because they both immediately bite my nipples and at the same time grab my limp cock. Anna massages my balls while Georgina firmly squeezes my cock. I notice that both women are not finished with me yet. Georgina turns her back and pulls a little on my once again hard cock. I want to feel it. I turn above her and a moment later my cock is again deep in her pussy while Anna caresses her friend's breasts. Then Anna sits on top of Georgina's head, who immediately starts licking her pussy. Anna grabs my head and starts kissing me intensely. Not much later, I come for a second time and lie down next to Georgina on the floor. Anna grabs the vibrator left behind on the couch and turns the thing on full speed. She puts the vibrator in Georgina's pussy and moves it slightly up and down. I watch the scene smiling. Georgina too now comes for a second time. Anna lies down next to me and hands the still spinning vibrator to me. Now I want to try it once. Without saying anything, I put the vibrator inside her. I quickly move it up and down. Anna looks at me seductively. I see it won't be long before she too will come for a second time, which then happens. We remain lying down for a while, and then Anna gets up. She pulls me up. Georgina looks at her. We walk downstairs and quickly get dressed while Georgina, still naked, looks at us. Anna and I walk to the front door. "Thank you for bringing the package," she says. She gives another small kiss and then opens the front door. I smile, give her a kiss on the cheek and simultaneously a gentle pat on her shapely ass. I walk contentedly back to my own home.